The truth is, I find it very embarrassing when my mother talks to plants. There, I've said it. I can't tell her, you see. She'd feel bad, and that's the last thing I want. In most respects, she's incredibly cool. She's a free spirit who lives her beliefs and doesn't worry about what people think about her. She's fun and wise and spontaneous, but she's also a walkie-talkie to the spirit world, and now, apparently, so am I. I've kind of made my peace with the fact that I've started to see dead people. After all, I did grow up in a house with a mom who communicated with the dead as if they were Girl Scouts dropping by to sell cookies. And this sort of thing runs in families, so I wasn't totally stunned when I started seeing ghosts a few months back, the day I turned 13. But I wasn't exactly thrilled about it either. Given the choice, I'm not sure I would have chosen medium as my life path. But, you know, stuff happens, and you figure out how to deal with it. My mom deals. And that sometimes involves her chatting up flowers. There weren't any ghosts in Carlson's plant nursery, just tons of luscious flowering plants in the greenhouse. Mom says it's very easy to attune yourself to the spirits of trees and plants. They are aware of us and have a kind of love for us if we're open to it. And, well, she's open to it. Like, very open. So we spent the morning strolling through morning glories and the orange symphonies and the orchids, and my mom was quietly chatting with them, exchanging little pleasantries the way most moms do with other parents at soccer matches. When I was sure no one was looking, I gave it a try, just out of curiosity. I asked a tiger lily how it was doing, but it just sort of sat there. That's how I spent the first morning of spring break. My best friend Jack was away at some kind of conference for young musical geniuses, because she is one. So after my mom and I went to Carlson's, I had to content myself with obsessively checking for her emails and hanging around the garden while my mom raked out the flower beds to prepare them for the new plantings. "Any word from Jack?" she asked. Her pale blonde hair was pulled up in a high ponytail, and she had a smudge of dirt on her cheek and another on her faded Beatles t-shirt. From a certain angle in the shade, she looked about 16. "No," I sighed as I flopped down on my trampoline, kicking my feet up and down like I was trying to swim. "Maybe she doesn't have internet access." "She brought her laptop to the hotel. Everybody has internet access. It's all wireless now. Her mother is probably guarding her." Jack's mother was excessively ambitious about her daughter's musical career. Much more ambitious, actually, than Jack was. Did Jack even want to go to this conference? Another worm was whisked away to a new home in the soil. "She did not seem happy about it," I replied. "The only thing she was looking forward to was seeing some of her music friends. She says there are some things only another baby music genius can understand. Just like there were some things only another 13-year-old ghost whisperer could understand. Except, I didn't know any other teen ghost whisperers." "Well, she's got a very strong personality, Kat," my mother said, kneeling in the flower bed again. "Hopefully she won't let her mother control her." "You don't know her mother," I said ruefully. "I'm going to go check my inbox again," I added, rolling up to a sitting position. It was that or fall asleep on the trampoline. I was momentarily blind after walking inside, out of the bright sunlight. Our house, a somewhat run-down old Victorian, was perpetually dark downstairs. I fumbled up the stairs, regaining my sight in the narrow, creaky hallway that led to my room. Sun streamed through the windows onto my bed and across the floor, illuminating the amazing mess. I sat down at my desk and clicked on my email icon, almost immediately giving a little shout. "Finally!" "To Voodoo Mama, from Maestra. Subject, my so-called spring vacation." "Yes, I know. Sorry for not emailing sooner. My mother is all over me. Things are not going well at all, but I'll have to give you the details in person. The only good thing I can say is I've been able to hang out with my friend T, a violinist. We go way back. Seriously, I think we met at some baby genius convention when we were still in pull-ups. It's good to have someone to talk to, except my mother is always hovering somewhere nearby, probably to make sure I don't hatch a plot to escape. Right back, hopefully with more interesting news than I have. Any ghostly activity going on? Levitating chickens? Talking statues? That kind of thing? I hope so, because I am ready for a little excitement. Peace. Jack. For a girl who had a conniption fit every time she saw a bug, Jack was certainly fearless in the paranormal department. But I had nothing more interesting to tell her than the fact that my mom had been making friends with worms. So far, spring break was a bust for Jack and me both. I stared out my window. Below, I could see my mother's form bent over the garden. Beyond the trampoline was a low wall separating our yard from the house next door. An old Victorian like ours, it had been empty ever since we moved in 2 years ago.